From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The European Union and Turkish officials say they've reached an agreement in principle to solve the migrant crisis. As Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, which is hosting more than 2 million Syrian refugees and is the migrants' main transit route into Europe, Turkey is seen as the key to stemming that exodus.
Pro-government newspapers in Turkey described the emergency summit on the migrant crisis held in Brussels as an historic victory for the country, with the EU agreeing to resettle one Syrian refugee from Turkey in return for every Syrian refugee Turkey takes back from Greece. But the United Nations and international human rights groups are questioning the legality of immediate deportations. This year alone, more than 120,000 migrants made the perilous journey across the Aegean Sea from Turkey to Greece. More than 200 have died. EU and Turkish leaders will meet again next week to hammer out what they say is the final details of the plan. The meeting is already predicted to be a long one. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The United States is trying to determine if an airstrike last week in Syria killed a top Islamic State leader. A U.S. official confirmed the strike was carried out Friday near the town of al-Shadadi, but there is no clear determination on the fate of Tarkan Batirashvili, also known as Omar the Chechen. The cable news network was the first to report the airstrike. The United States had a $5 million reward on the Islamic State leader's head and said he coordinated closely with ISIL's financial section. This follows reports last week of an airstrike near Aleppo that killed an IS official, Amr al-Absi. This is VOA News.